Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sunday, went to the Bills game. Playoffs, baby. Next stop, Kansas City. So my buddy says, we're going to the game. Couple of buddies. I knew one guy going. The other one I've never met, okay? And at first, I'm like, this guy's really quiet. That's okay. Didn't have much to say. But we're packing the car up. We get to the Bills stadium. We unpack. And we brought one of those solo ovens with us, which is like a portable fire pit. The thing is awesome. I mean, it gives off a ton of heat. So we got our own personal like little fire pit there. And I'm hanging out. I notice Fitzpatrick is hanging out in the lot chugging beers with fans.
So yeah, who was that guy?
He used to play for the Bills. He used to be the quarterback. Now he's a commentator. Mm. And he's kind of like, I don't know how to say it. He's kind of like the face of Buffalo Bills right now. Sure. He's like a huge fan. But we love the guy. Fitzpatrick is awesome. So I shotgun a beer with him. It was a grand old time. All of a sudden, this guy who I met once, who we came to the game with, he goes, Moose, we need your help. It's 9 degrees out, and if we don't start getting wood into this fireplace, we're all going to freeze. I'm like, dude, we're not, first of all, we're all wearing 7 layers.
The drama.
Okay, and not to mention, we're going into the stadium in an hour where we have heat lamps above our seat. We're going to be fine, okay? But he's like just
losing it.
And I'm not going to lie.
He's coming unglued.
It was cold, right? It got really cold. So the fire pit's going. We're standing around it. And I noticed that there was people that were slowly but surely gravitating towards the fire pit. Mm-hmm. He loses it. Some girl comes over, puts her hand over the fire. And he goes, excuse me, that's ours. And I'm like, dude, it's okay. She can... It's like 7 degrees out. It's no big deal. He's like, no, because then she's going to come over. She's going to invite her friends over. And I said, that's a problem for you? It's no big deal.
He's losing it.
Because other people, he said, were taking advantage of our fire. He goes, no, that's our wood. That's our fire. We started the fire. We made the fire. Why are you going to let everybody else just come over here and use it? It's not theirs. I said, dude,
it's like open air.
I said, it's just fire. It's just fire, dude. I said, here, look, I have a lighter in my pocket. We can make more.
Oh, my God.
And he's just losing it. So finally, everything this whole day is based around the fire pit. He's talking about it while the game is going on inside the stadium.
What time did you guys get to tailgating? Like, what time did you guys get to Buffalo?
Game's at 6:30. We started tailgating, I don't know, 4?
Okay.
I mean, we were outside a good
It's not like you got there at one.
No, we were outside a good solid 2 hours. It goes by quick. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, you're drinking and, you know, all that.
You're hanging out. Yeah, you're shotgunning beers with Fitzpatrick. And this dude would not let it go. And I look at my buddy. I was like, is he always like this? Who brought him?
He's like,
and he goes, oh, dude, he goes, I don't know. He goes, I'm really sorry. I said, no, you don't have to apologize, but he's still talking about the fire pit. And like, it's a tied game right now. Okay, this is the playoffs.
What was he saying? Like, what did he continue to talk?
I just can't believe people would come over and like not even ask. They just see an open fire and they think that they can all of a sudden gravitate around it and use our fire pit. I was like, dude, it's just fire. It's free. You know what I'm saying?
What?
It was odd.
So weird.
So I'm sitting there and I'm listening to this guy the whole time and I'm like, dude, I'm never hanging out with this guy again. On the way home, what do you think he was talking about?
The fire pit.
The Bills winning by 2 points? Nah. He's talking about the fire pit. He's talking about the fire pit.
It's like not that deep.
He goes, wood costs money. He goes,
oh my God.
I'm like, oh God, this guy's a buzzkill. Anyone know somebody like this? Where it's, they'll take something that's not a big deal whatsoever and they'll make it a big deal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I feel like this is you, but this was a much
I would
larger...
never care about something like that.
Well, that's just using it as an example. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, maybe, but no, not that. Not stupid. I'm very go with the flow, and I don't like people who are uptight and like are worried about the plan and how everything's going to pan out. I'm like, it's all going to work out.
Well, I thought like, I was type A. This guy was like, this is like well, type A if, plus plus plus.
What if we can't? What? I'm like, I don't.
So
I don't
this
care.
Cute, like this girl and her mom comes over. All right, and they're just placing their hands over the fire pit just to warm up for like 20 seconds. And from across the parking lot, excuse me, that's ours. That's ours. I'm like, yo, get this guy out of here. Oh somebody get God. This guy the hell out of here.
Were you guys like roasting weenies over it? Like
nothing. Nothing. We're drinking beer standing around the fire. I'm like, dude, it's okay. It's okay. I
wow.
said, you know, I've said, not to mention, this girl's probably trying to strike up a conversation, and she's doing it with you, which is totally the wrong person.
Right.
If she saw how you are acting right now, it's embarrassing.
That's very
excuse
embarrassing.
Me! That's our fire!
She's like, okay.
Oh, she's like, I'm sorry. I was like, it's okay. It's okay. You can warm up if need be. It's freezing out here. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to
I don't want to get stuck in a snowstorm with that guy.
No. Jeez. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God.
I'm like, dude, I told my buddy. I was like, oh, my God, I can't do this again. Please don't invite him.
Thank you so much. Thank you
like,
so much.
The crowd is going crazy at Highmark Stadium. Okay? And we're all sitting together. And we do. We have great seats. We're in the Pepsi Club.
Mm-hmm.
We're comfortable. Okay, there's some people down in section 100, and you can tell everybody's freezing their ass off,
right.
But the energy is so high. And at one point, there's 1 minute left in the game. Ravens have a chance to score.
Right.
And I look over at this guy, he's thinking about the fire and how he felt
how
that people took advantage of him.
How can people like let something so minuscule ruin their entire time? Like
that's what it is. There are some people that will allow the smallest things to get to them, and that's their day-to-day. Can you imagine?
I mean, like, I understand that to a point, like, but I feel like I do it in, like, a drama sense, and, like, it's all for, you know, the theatrics, but, like, there are people that, like, need a plan, and, like, there are... And it's nice to have those people in the group, but when they take it just too far and are so anal and like anxiety ridden, it makes me anxious. I'm like, I'm not anxious about anything.
Right. I felt like,
why are you making me anxious and everyone around us?
Yeah. I felt like,
including the people that were just,
we're just tailgating,
looking
bro.
At the fire.
We're just tailgating. It's okay. It's not that serious. So I got his address. I'm going to mail him a set of matches.
Fire. You just mail him fire in a box. Like, I got you.
Dude,
bro.
It was awesome hanging out with you. Let's never do this ever again.
Now, I know this story is way old, right? But it's definitely shaken our community ever since it all went down back in 2009. So, obviously, we know the story of Brittany Drexel.
Yes.
And all the developments that have been happening over the past couple of years of finding her, having a confession, finding the convicted killer, and all of the details are still coming out to this day, which is crazy. Raymond Moody, the man convicted of killing Brittany Drexel, admitted to the FBI that his longtime girlfriend, Angel Cooper Voss, was present while he raped and killed the teenager who was visiting Myrtle Beach on spring break in 2019. So an interview that was recorded back in November, Moody agreed to provide the complete and truthful information about the abduction, rape, and murder of Brittany in exchange for the Drexel family allowance, a portion of property and trust remaining for Moody to go to his grandchildren. So Moody told investigators that him and Voss, the girlfriend, were hunting for a girl that night to abduct. And after seeing Drexel, 17, of Chilai, walking on Myrtle Beach in that area, Moody lured her in to the car by claiming they were tourists and offering to give her a ride back to the hotel. And then he said that he pretended to be lost and let Voss, the girlfriend, take the wheel while he restrained Drexel in the back seat. Moody claims that he told Drexel not to panic and that he kidnaps girls all the time in demand for $5,000 of ransom from the city chamber of commerce, which is insane.
Okay.
So obviously things went awry since then, but it's just wild to me that there's still details coming out about this 20 plus years later. You know what I mean? Almost 20 years, like 15 years later. But it's just, it's heartbreaking. And to know that she was there is insane as well.
I mean, it's taken years and years, but that's all the family wants is just closure.
Right.
You know, and they're finally, after all this time, getting the opportunity to have that.
Right.
So, absolutely. Yeah, sick story. You know, the details just keep coming out.
Right. I know.
And people keep switching their stories, like the girlfriend. But now at this point, they know their fate.
Right.
And they have nothing to lose. So you might as well tell us all the details of exactly what happened that night.
Right.
And it sounds like that's exactly what they're doing. Coming up on the show, Breeze.
Listen, this weekend was a whirlwind. I actually have whiplash from the amount of times that I saw crying videos to celebrating to TikTok being closed to then it being back 12 hours later.
Right.
And it's just too much.
Grand,
it was a lot.
Grand closing, grand opening.
It was a lot, and it was all a scheme. It was all a ploy, obviously, which we know. But the things that happened on TikTok over the weekend will shock you, because I can't believe the things that I witnessed and that 170 million of us witnessed as well. So we'll get into all of that and tell you the update with TikTok coming up next. 98PXY.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
How would you...
Rest in peace, TikTok. Never mind, just kidding. It's PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy, talk about it. Tease.
I just, like, I love you guys so much. And, like, honestly, this has been so fun. 12 hours later,
Erica's back. What happened? So many people were so emotional over TikTok finally going away, including this girl, Angela, that we had on the show this past Friday. You remember her? Take a listen. Would you do if TikTok were to go away? What's plan B?
Yeah, where do we go from here?
I don't know right now. I really don't know right now. Like, I'm not somebody who's going to get hired for a job at Paycheck.
Okay.
You know, like...
There are businesses and companies here in the 585 that would gladly hire somebody of your expertise to do their social media for them.
I don't want to work a 9-to-5. Like, I like my hours. I make my own schedule. Like, no, I don't have anybody micromanaging me. Like, I don't think I'm built for that. Like, you don't understand. Like, you just don't get
how,
it.
How come so Breezy and I, how come we never understand anything?
Right.
How come we never understand?
And honestly, this is the closest thing we actually would understand.
All right. So she was losing it. Did anyone else think that TikTok was really going away for good. I mean, what, 12 hours, Breezy?
12 hours.
12 hours.
Literally 12 hours. It was taken down at like 10:45. It was back up by noon the next day.
Grand closing, grand opening. They couldn't just give it a whole week and really let the panic set in for some people.
Right.
You know what I mean? How do you guys feel about it? 585-252-9800. The company issued a statement saying the incoming President Donald Trump, who was just sworn into office yesterday, had pledged not to enforce penalties on service providers while negotiations continue over the app's future.
So,
doing this proved nothing.
Nothing whatsoever.
They finally had the opportunity to give people a chance to really unplug, and they ended up bringing it back way too soon.
It's like, okay, you know what it reminded me of? When you are young and you get in trouble and your mom is trying to enforce something on you, like, hey, I'm taking your phone away.
Yeah, I know.
You're done. It's over. It takes the phone away. And you're just so insufferably annoying that they end up giving it back to you. And they just like, whatever.
That's what happened.
It's exactly what happened.
Hi. Good morning, Eliana. Hi.
How are you?
We're great.
Long time no here.
No, literally. What's up, Queen?
Well, this is what Lila does when it's freezing cold out. I let her out. She goes out. She comes right back in and pees right in front of the door. Inside.
What are we talking about right now? This is why I got to screen phone calls.
Right.
Eliana, what do you think about the TikTok thing?
What about it?
Oh, all right. I'll be right with you.
I'm not into it. I think it's a waste of time.
Yeah.
I know you do. All right. Stay right there. I want to talk to you about puddles coming up in just a little bit. Just stay right there.
Okay. Yeah. We've got to screen those phone calls. So
what I was saying is doing this proved nothing. But the most important thing that Breezy brought this to my attention over the weekend is that this was so great because I don't want to say it was so great, but it was entertaining.
It like exposed a lot of people. And it really showed a lot of truth. And you know what they say? Everything in the dark comes to light eventually.
Sure.
And there was this trend going around like Friday and Saturday. It was basically a Family Guy sound and audio. It was like, since we're all going to die, there's one more thing I have to tell you.
Yeah.
I didn't actually like The Godfather. And then everybody was doing it with their secrets. Like, since this app is going away, nothing matters anymore. I just wanted to tell you that, like, everything that I've ever said is fake. All of the workouts that I said to do.
I've never done. People were exposing themselves.
Like, you know, whatever the case may be. And it was it made a lot of people look really dumb when it came back 12 hours later because their following that they thought that they had turned on them, obviously, because none of what they said was real or legit. I think what got me all riled up was the message that was released from TikTok when it got banned that read, sorry, TikTok isn't available right now. A law banning TikTok has been enacted in the U.S. Unfortunately, this means you can't use TikTok for now. We are fortunate that President Trump has indicated that he will work with us on a solution to resonate TikTok once he takes office. Please stay tuned. First of all, he wasn't even president yet, so that's super weird. Yeah,
the same man who proposed the ban.
Right.
Saved it.
Right, and then the message 12 hours later. Welcome back. Thank you for your patience and support. As a result of President Trump's efforts, TikTok is back in the U.S. You can now continue to create, share, and discover all the things you love about TikTok. Like, I don't know why Trump was mentioned in that. Both messages. It literally makes no sense, and it just goes to show how much of a scam it truly was.
Yeah, well, you know, I still got a lot of joy out of just watching people
go off
the rails. Hello, PXY, who's this?
Hey, this is Rick.
Thick Rick. What's up, bud?
What up, Ricky?
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, man. What are your thoughts?
I mean, this TikTok ban, the whole thing that everybody got into, it was just this elaborate scheme to get everybody fired up and emotional. And it was just absolutely I'm sorry.
Okay, we're not going to say that, but go ahead.
Okay, great. That's fine. The fact that you have to bleep that out is also but whatever. Everybody was getting emotional on Friday afternoon and saying, oh, goodbye to all my fans. Like, you don't have any fans. Like, you have your aunt and your uncle over in Sheboygan saying, ooh, what's that? You know, like, whatever. It's so dumb. Like, I hope the influencers, as they call themselves, like, I hope they're embarrassed by how they act. Especially that girl you guys had on the show last Friday. Mm-hmm. She was crying, oh, my God, what will I do? How will I make money? It's just like, get a real job, you dumb cow. Like, come on.
Jeez, oh, Rick, what's God, really, Rick, hard. What's going on, bud? You okay? You want to talk about it?
I'm fine. It's just like the things that people get into and upset about and think that actually matter in this country is just gone. We've gone so far off the rails, like that. It's just absurd. Like,
it's all listen.
Why we have problems?
It's all smoke and mirrors to exactly. Not talk about what is really going on or the real problems that are happening.
I mean, that's my real contention, is that everybody gets upset about things that don't matter, exactly like you said, and they completely ignore and actually act like you're the stupid old geezer that's paying attention to things that do matter, like interest rates or, you know, how much we're spending.
Right.
Like,
do you have any kids that are on TikTok or social media?
I mean, a lot of my nieces and nephews are, you know, and second cousins and stuff like that. And it's just like, I feel bad for their parents. I feel bad for the kids, the ways their parents raised them. And just, I mean, I just want to tell them, get a grip, everyone. Like, I don't care what happens. I mean, I was against, like, the whole stupid app thing to begin with. But just everybody needs to humble themselves. And I think we can agree there are a metric ton of idiots on social media with a platform who shouldn't have one. Like, mm-hmm. We don't want to know your every waking opinion, every waking moment of the day.
Reezy's been saying this for a long time. There's a lot of people with a platform that shouldn't have one. And maybe that includes us. I don't know.
Yeah, it's really tough. It's really tough.
But regardless, like, I hope all you guys have a great day, you know, and go Bills.
Go Bills. Yeah. All right. Thick Rick. Thanks for calling in.
Tricky Ricky. That's the most, you know, insightful thing you said all chat. So thank you. Yeah. Oh, wow.
All right. So we know how Rick feels about TikTok. Thanks for the call, man.
Hey, take care.
All right. Bye.
Now I feel like I should be on the other side because I just like, I agree with him, but like, I'm scared to agree with him because he's scary.
Yeah, no, that dude.
No, he's actually scary.
So what's really going on?
Yeah. I'm actually quite sweet once you get the number.
We thought you hung up. Okay.
Okay. Bye,
thank
Rick.
Thank you, Rick.
Okay.
Bye.
Please hang up on the listeners if I'm going to bash them.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It's tough.
Laura says, good morning, you guys. I can relate. My sister's 15-year-old daughter posted an emotional video on her TikTok on Friday, saying goodbye to her 1,200 followers. And I love her because it's my niece, but it was just so cringe. And I couldn't help but laugh because she talked about how the last 3 years have been some of the best years of her life because she got to share it with people she never met. Yeah.
Right. Right.
Well, we have nothing to freak out about any longer. It's up and running.
For now.
Yeah,
I mean,
for the time being.
Who knows? It'll probably go away again in 90 days. But honestly, I said it last night because I was really rattled about, you know, not just I didn't really care that much about TikTok, but they took CapCut away, which is what I need to do my job literally every day. And that really rattled me to my core because there was no warning whatsoever. And that didn't come back till this morning, which is insane. This person says he's extreme, but not wrong.
Yeah.
And this person says this ban just goes to show that the media and technology really has a chokehold on all of us.
That's true.
And that's all this generation knows, which is kind of sad.
Anyways, does anyone have plans to stare at their phone somewhere fun this weekend?
No, fully. My girlfriend and I were on the couch Saturday night just scrolling our last bit of scroll for 12 hours.
Yeah.
Just a quick 12-hour break.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. We'll be right back.